the unsearchable riches for those who are in Christ. Dr. Eldon Daniel, author. Dr. Eldon Daniel, narrator.
Table of Contents. Preface. Part 1. Part 2. Part 3. Part 4. Part 5. References. Acknowledgments. About the author. Preface. Jesus followers who have known Jesus for a long time keep discovering the riches and treasures that come to them as a benefit for being in Christ. As they contemplate these riches and treasures, they can become overwhelmed in worship and praise. Scripture proclaims what experience confirms. The riches and treasures are unsearchable, boundless, and endless. In this book, I have explored the many examples, illustrations, and proclamations of those riches and treasures. I have also reflected upon the riches and treasures. I invite the reader to join me in this experience and perhaps to go beyond what I have written and reflect on other examples as well as their experiences in experiencing the riches and treasures for those who are in Christ. I conclude the book with a section exploring what the Jesus follower can be doing to maximize their experience of riches and treasures. I didn't exhaust what Jesus followers can be doing to maximize their experience. Perhaps a listener can think of additional things to do to maximize their experience of the riches and treasures for those who are in Christ. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8, in the King James Version. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8 in the King James Version. Presentation style. I have divided the book into 5 parts rather than use chapters. I have done something that I have not done in my other books and that I have not seen other authors do. I have repeated the introduction in each of the 5 parts. Why would I do that? The introduction includes the core verses of the topic of the book, the unsearchable, boundless, endless riches and treasures given to those who are in Christ. The rest of the book provides examples, illustrations, and reflections on those riches and treasures. I believe as a listener moves through these examples, illustrations, and reflections, it will be beneficial to review the core verses at the beginning of each part. See what you think. Some authors very effectively insert phrases from Scripture to support their text. Other authors will list references to support their text, assuming the diligent listener will pause and look up the references. I have chosen to quote the entire Scripture passage. My reasoning has been based upon the truth that the Holy Spirit indwelling the listener will apply the Word of God in the personal life of the listener in an appropriate manner that only the Holy Spirit knows. Every believer is on a personal, individual journey in which the Holy Spirit is renewing their mind and transforming them into the image of Christ. You may wonder why so many scriptural references are quoted, including at times rather lengthy passages. Although I cite the reference of the passage, if there are multiple verses, I include them continuously without dividing them into individual verses. I believe this supports the continuity of the passage. The truth that impacts and changes lives is found in the Word of God. It is important to remember when we read the Scripture, it is the Lord speaking to you and me. The words we read from Scripture are meant to be taken personally. My comments may or may not be helpful, but the Scripture will be helpful. Many times, I have grouped several scriptural passages around a specific topic. This way, the message from the whole of Scripture somehow seems clearer.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?